Australia has shut the door on asylum seekers who arrive by boat. From now on, anybody arriving by sea will be sent to Papua New Guinea, where they'll be housed and, if found to be refugees, resettled permanently. Kevin Rudd signed the agreement into life in a ceremony in Brisbane with his PNG counterpart. Under the deal, a new Australian-funded detention centre for 3,000 people will be built on Manus Island, and that's on top of Indonesia's decision to stop granting visas on arrival to Iranians. From Canberra, Naomi Woodley reports.
The Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd, made the announcement with the PNG Prime Minister, Peter O'Neill, by his side.
From now on, any asylum seeker who arrives in Australia by boat will have no chance of being settled in Australia as refugees.
It's a dramatic reversal of the asylum seeker policies put in place when Prime Minister Rudd Mark I took power in 2007.
Asylum seekers taken to Christmas Island will be sent to Manus and elsewhere in Papua New Guinea for assessment of their refugee status. If they are found to be genuine refugees, they will be resettled in Papua New Guinea, an emerging economy with a strong future, a robust democracy, which is also a signatory to the United Nations Refugees Convention. If they are found not to be genuine refugees, they may be repatriated to their country of origin or be sent to a safe third country other than Australia.
Kevin Rudd says he knows the changes will be controversial and quite possibly the subject of legal challenge, but he believes they are necessary to stop asylum seekers trying to reach Australia by boat.
The boats are not going to stop coming tomorrow. In fact, it is more probable that the people smugglers will try and test our resolve for the period ahead. It's important, however, to look how measures such as this work over the months and years ahead.
The new regime will apply to all asylum seekers who arrive in Australian waters from today, although they won't be sent to Manus Island for several weeks. All those currently in detention or on bridging visas in the community won't be affected. In return, Australia will provide ongoing assistance to Papua New Guinea to help develop hospitals, the university sector, and to help provide education and law and order. PNG's Prime Minister Peter O'Neill says his country wants to help address a regional problem.
As Prime Minister Rudd has stated earlier, it is not going to be easy. But of course, Papua New Guinea is blessed with a large land mass and a very small population. So there is enough assistance that we can give to the Australian governments in handling this issue of the refugees that the Australian government is facing.
There's no price tag on the changes, but Mr. Rudd says they will be budget neutral. Unlike the Malaysia solution, which was overturned by the High Court, PNG is a signatory to the UN Refugee Convention, and crucially, there will be no limit on the number of asylum seekers who'll be sent there.
Our expectation, and the expectation of our officials, is as this regional resettlement arrangement is implemented and the message is sent loud and clear back up the pipeline, that the number of boats will decline over time as asylum seekers then make recourse to other, more normal UNHCR processes to have their claims assessed.
The Greens leader Christine Milne says it marks a day of shame for Australia. She's described the policy as ruthless and repugnant and says despite the Prime Minister's assurances, she believes it contravenes Australia's moral obligations under the UN Convention.
The Prime Minister himself said it's hard line. Absolutely hard line. Who would have thought a Prime Minister who said that under Julia Gillard the country would lurch to the right on asylum seekers would now take over the Prime Ministership and lurch so far to the right that he has leapfrogged Tony Abbott in terms of cruelty and just how far he's prepared to go in the treatment of people who are seeking asylum in our country.
That assessment won't bother the government. The changes are designed in part to outflank the opposition, which has relentlessly pursued Labor over the increasing number of asylum seekers risking a boat journey to Australia. The opposition leader Tony Abbott addressed the media in Brisbane shortly after Kevin Rudd made his announcement.
I welcome it, but it won't work under Mr. Rudd. I do welcome the generous response of PNG to Australia's difficulties here. I do welcome it, but it will never work with Mr. Rudd in charge. Let's face it, this is Labor's fifth go at getting it right, and while this certainly is a very promising development in offshore processing, it is about processing boat people. It's not about stopping the boats. And that, in the end, is what we have to have.
The changes don't require legislation, but will be reviewed every 12 months by both governments. Mr Rudd says he's also spoken with the UN Secretary General about Australia convening an international conference to discuss the effectiveness of the UN Convention and the adequacy of processing systems around the world. But the government will be happy if all attention is on its dramatic deal with Papua New Guinea.
That's Naomi Woodley reporting.